based on 2022 vote market share data from ratefilings.com.
We're having more fun than we should be allowed to have.
This is very true, yes.
And it's Friday, and it's 8:20, which means, as advertised, here is the host of Fighting the Good Fight with Patricia Gentile. Patty Gentile, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I hope I'm not speaking out of school, but you are. I believe that you are camping right now.
I am. I'm up on Lake Winnipesaukee in New Hampshire.
That sounds beautiful, and it just is a testament to how dedicated you are to keeping our listeners up to date on the goings-on of the Fighting the Good Fight podcast that you would take time to call us, but I appreciate that. You have some exciting news for us about the show.
I do, and thank you for having me on, and I would never miss an opportunity to talk about this show. It's Fighting the Good Fight with Patricia Gentile, defending taxpayers and helping them solve their tax problems. It's now available on YouTube, and all people have to do is search on YouTube, Fighting the Good Fight with Patricia Gentile, and the most recent episode will appear. I believe that may be with Charles Markham, and he has several credentials. When you listen to the episode, you'll hear, but Charles had a very good angle for tax professionals who are trying to solve their clients' tax problems, as well as taxpayers who are getting collection notices from the IRS, and they don't believe they even owe that tax. And Charles really expounded on how a tax resolution professional should look at that type of situation and investigate that, analyze that very successfully. He's very successful. I've known Charles for over 20 years now. And he's a very successful taxpayer defense and resolution professional, as well as an enrolled agent and a CPA and a United States Tax Court practitioner, USTP. And so, like I said, there were several credentials there. But that's the most recent episode. What we do have coming up, oh, my God, man. And look at the past episodes, for sure. And you might end up just doing some kind of a binge because each one of them, my guests, are experts in the area that they spoke about for taxpayer defense and resolution. We have coming up with our guest of Jim Olson regarding criminal investigation. He was an IRS special agent for criminal investigation, and he talks about how that even happens behind the scenes, how a case even gets started, and then, you know, what tax professionals who may have a client who's being investigated should consider doing going forward, as well as something is simple, but it isn't simple. It's powerful impact of information with Irina Bova. I have to say her name right. Bova, B-O-B. Bovina. Excuse me. You're going to have to go on that YouTube site. And on my podcasts are also on Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeart, but definitely YouTube. Click in, search for Fighting the Good Fight with Patricia Gentile. And Irina's specialty is analyzing the IRS account transcripts. That is so important when you first start looking at a client and how the IRS sees them. Right now, very important. We have, of course, the current issues that are on deck still with the IRS. We have Catherine Tyndall, an expert. She's a CPA and an expert in the employee retention credit and how the IRS is back into processing those. But I can tell you, I haven't heard yet. They announced this over a month ago that they're back into processing those ERC claims, and I haven't heard anybody getting their refunds yet, including my clients. What I know of that's coming, and I'm hearing a lot of, are the rejections of the claim.
Really? All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, let me ask you this. Now that you have, like you said, bingeable amount of episodes, there's a half dozen guests that you've had. How do you choose the guests that you're going to have on the show?
That's a great question. It's so important for me to choose a guest who is an expert in an area that is a hot button issue for the IRS. They are really entrenched in these types of issues, and taxpayers are getting notifications in regards to these issues. Even anyone who has a tax problem or tax professionals who have a client coming into their office and they want to help them, just to know where to start. My very first episode on Fighting the Good Fight with Patricia Gentile was with Dan Pilla. And that's exactly how we started. When a client comes in with a collection notice from the IRS, what should they do first?
Right.
Because both tax professionals, maybe in the resolution business or taxpayers, don't know where to start. We started right off with that. So really, pretty much I've been doing this work of tax resolution, taxpayer defense for over 30 years now. I've been a CPA. I'm a tax defense attorney for 40 years. And, you know, I've been around the block about IRS and issues and et cetera. So pretty much I bring on the people that can help both taxpayer defense professionals or CPAs, EAs who want to help their clients with tax problems, as well as the taxpayer listening in, identifying maybe with their situation and knowing where to go to get that tax professional who will defend them and help them exercise their rights.
And we said on the air this morning, these could be very scary times for people. I mean, intent to levy are three words you don't ever want to hear, but when you do, at least you have a place to turn to. You listen to this podcast, and you hope that your tax preparer or your accountant is listening too.
Oh, absolutely. It's for everyone, because taxes, everyone has taxes, period. We all have to file tax returns, and, you know, these notices, I remember there was a time not too long ago that there was a research that 50% of IRS notices were in error. And that wasn't too long ago. I would say 10, maybe 15 years ago. And I still see certain types of notices that still, in my opinion, 50% of the time are in error. There's certain types of notices. Those are collection notices. I'll be specific in case anybody's listening on about and has a notice right now. They can look up in the page one in the top right corner. And if you see notice C as in cat, P as in Patricia, 2000, that is a proposal to change your tax return. And therefore, you know, we're proposing to assess you additional taxes, interest, and penalties as a result of what we think should be changed on the return you filed. That in itself, people don't even want to look at that. It scares them to death.
50% is a lot, Patty. 50% is a lot. Matt Kay and my co-host had a question for you.
Yeah, so
hi, Matt.
Hi, how are you?
So, I'm good, thanks.
So my question has to do with what do you foresee happening with the 2025 tax changes? Is it more or less based on as far as if the administrations change over, or how do you view it?
Yes, absolutely. There's nothing yet in the code, in the Internal Revenue Code, that is changed. And so practitioners and taxpayers should go forward based on the current tax law and the current tax code. When a new or a former incumbent, either way, you're going to have either a new administration or an incumbent administration, as well as we're not even sure about Congress, you know, the representative, Senate, the House. They're the ones that they're lawmakers. They are the lawmakers, and they'll present whatever they want to present. If they want some tax law changed, our tax code changed, and then it does have to pass muster as well with the current, whoever the current administration is at the time. I don't get concerned. I listen. I've been through this forever, decades. I listen to who wants to do what. And I know what the impact would be if I, you know, about what they're proposing. And bottom line, it's going to end up in Congress, and it's going to go back and forth and back and forth, and cuts here and amendments here and changes there. And whatever we end up with as a tax act, we just work with. And it just is. So everybody should be listening during this election time to any candidate. Senate, House, presidential, you know, what are they proposing, to know what their position is for these things and apply it to yourself.
It's good advice.
And think about that.
Good advice. Patricia Gentile, I want to give you one more opportunity to remind folks how they can find you in this new exciting outlet. I have to tell you, I like YouTube because, Matt, you could share it on Facebook.
That's right.
You know, you just take that URL, you pop it into your post, and then, boom, you just press play, and right there is the YouTube post. So what a great way to listen to a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Where can people find you, Patty?
Thank you. Yeah, John, I find YouTube very user-friendly. And that's why I'm very excited that the show is available on there. Of course, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, but go to YouTube and search Fighting the Good Fight with Patricia Gentile. And defending taxpayers and solving their tax problems. But I can't thank you both, John and Matt, for allowing me this time to, as you can hear, I'm very passionate. And I just noticed I have a lake next to me.
Enjoy it.
For a moment.
Thank you very much.
Boy, enjoy it, Patty. Thank you so much. And I have to tell you, Matt, Patty's show has been talked about on a number of programs, including the Frankie Boyer Show, which is heard on afternoons here on WGCH.
It's a very interesting show.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we hope everyone checks that out. News Center time is 8:34. John and Matt in for Tony Savino.
Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this.